Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Using Data to Improve Learning for All, A Collaborative Inquiry, approach by Nancy B. Love is a professional education resource focused on how schools and districts can use evidence more deliberately to improve teaching, learning, and equity. Published by Corwin and associated with Love's work in data use and professional learning, the book is not a technical manual on statistics. Its central concern is organizational practice, how educators can examine student data together, ask better questions, identify instructional problems, and take coordinated action. The book presents collaborative inquiry as a disciplined process rather than an informal conversation about test scores. It combines conceptual guidance, planning structures, reflective dialogue, culturally proficient data use, and examples from schools and districts. Its intended readers are principals, district leaders, data coaches, teacher leaders, and professional development facilitators who want data used to become part of a shared improvement culture rather than a compliance activity driven only by accountability demands. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, collaborative inquiry turns data use into shared professional reasoning. A central contribution of the book is its argument that data become useful only when educators interpret them through a disciplined collaborative process. Love does not treat assessment results as self-explaining evidence. Instead, the book frames data analysis as a collective inquiry in which teachers and leaders examine patterns, pose hypotheses, connect evidence to instruction, and decide what action is warranted. This matters because isolated data review often leads to superficial conclusions, such as blaming students, ranking classrooms, or selecting quick fixes without understanding causes. Collaborative inquiry changes the function of data from judgment to learning. Teams are expected to ask what students understand, where learning breaks down, which instructional practices may contribute to the pattern, and what evidence will show whether a response is working. The approach also distributes expertise. Teachers bring knowledge of curriculum, student work, classroom conditions, and student backgrounds, while leaders help structure time, norms, and follow through. The book, therefore, positions data use as a professional reasoning cycle. Its value lies less in generating reports and more in creating a routine through which educators can make instructional decisions visible, testable, and open to revision. Secondly, a high-performing data culture depends on trust, norms, and collective responsibility. The book emphasizes that successful data use is cultural before it is technical. Schools may have access to assessment results, demographic information, and student work, but those resources do little if staff members fear blame, avoid difficult questions, or view achievement gaps as someone else's responsibility. Love describes the need for a high-performing data culture in which educators share responsibility for all students, use evidence respectfully, and accept inquiry as part of professional practice. This culture requires explicit norms. Teams need routines for listening, questioning assumptions, separating evidence from opinion, and maintaining focus on student learning rather than adult defensiveness. Leadership is also essential because collaborative inquiry requires protected time, facilitation, clear expectations, and alignment with school improvement priorities. The book is realistic in showing that data culture cannot be created simply by purchasing assessment systems or mandating meetings. It develops through repeated experiences in which staff members see that data conversations can lead to better instruction rather than punishment. This distinguishes the book from narrower data-driven decision-making guides. It treats culture as the condition that determines whether evidence will support improvement or become another administrative burden. Thirdly, the using data process gives teams a practical structure for continuous improvement. Love's using data process is presented as a model for organizing collaborative inquiry so that teams move beyond random discussion. Although the book should not be reduced to a checklist, its practical strength is that it helps educators sequence the work. Teams must clarify the learning problem, gather relevant evidence, analyze patterns, form explanations, select instructional responses, and monitor results. This structure is important because school data work can easily become fragmented. One meeting may focus on standardized scores, another on student behavior, and another on curriculum pacing, with little connection among them. A process model helps maintain coherence by linking evidence to action and action to new evidence. It also encourages teams to distinguish between symptoms and causes. For example, a low score in a content area may invite deeper questions about prerequisite skills, instructional alignment, assessment format, language demands, or access to rigorous tasks. The model supports continuous improvement because it treats decisions as provisional. Educators act on the best available interpretation, then return to evidence to determine whether learning improved. In this sense, the book offers a disciplined alternative to both intuition-based decision-making and mechanical compliance reporting. Fourthly, culturally proficient data use keeps equity at the center of analysis. One of the book's defining features is its integration of cultural proficiency with data use. Many school improvement texts encourage educators to disaggregate data by student groups. But disaggregation can become harmful if it reinforces stereotypes or treats differences as deficits. Love and contributing authors frame culturally proficient inquiry as a way to examine inequities while respecting students' cultural identities and contexts. The point is not simply to notice gaps, but to ask what school practices, expectations, opportunities, and instructional conditions may be contributing to unequal results. This approach changes the moral and analytical direction of data conversations. Instead of asking what is wrong with a group of students, teams ask what students have been given the chance to learn, how instruction connects with their experiences, and whether school systems are responding equitably. This makes data use more rigorous, not less, because it broadens the evidence considered and challenges easy explanations. It also aligns collaborative inquiry with a commitment to learning for all students, which is central to the book's title. The equity emphasis differentiates the book from purely procedural guides by insisting that improvement must be evaluated through both achievement outcomes and fairness of educational opportunity. Lastly, field-based examples show how inquiry routines can be adapted to real school conditions. The second major dimension of the book is its use of field-based examples from districts and schools. These examples are important because collaborative inquiry can sound straightforward in principle while being difficult to sustain in daily school life. Schools face uneven data quality, limited planning time, competing initiatives, differences in teacher experience, and pressure from accountability systems. By including stories from practice, the book shows how the framework can be translated into routines, leadership moves, team structures, and improvement cycles. The examples also make clear that there is no single template that fits every setting. A district may need to build capacity across schools, while an individual school may focus first on team norms, facilitation, or a specific instructional problem. The cases help readers see collaborative inquiry as an adaptable discipline rather than a package program. They also demonstrate the importance of implementation conditions. Data teams need access to usable evidence, but they also need skilled conversation, leadership support, and a willingness to examine adult practice. The practical value of these examples is that they help leaders anticipate barriers and design inquiry structures that match local readiness, rather than assuming that data meetings alone will produce change. In conclusion, using data to improve learning for all is best suited for educators who are responsible for turning school data into sustained instructional improvement. Principals. Assistant principals, district curriculum leaders, data coaches, teacher leaders, and professional learning facilitators will benefit most because the book addresses both the technical and human sides of evidence use. Its practical benefit is that it gives leaders language, structures, and rationales for organizing data teams, guiding reflective dialogue, and connecting analysis to classroom action. Its intellectual benefit is that it challenges simplistic views of data-driven reform. The book shows that evidence does not improve learning by itself. Improvement depends on how educators interpret evidence, how they work together, and whether they examine inequities with care and discipline. Compared with many books in the school data category, this one stands out for combining collaborative inquiry, data culture, and cultural proficiency in a single framework. It is neither only a leadership book nor only a data analysis guide. Its distinctive value is its insistence that data use must be collective, actionable, and equity-oriented. Readers looking for statistical techniques may need other resources. But readers seeking to build a more thoughtful school improvement process will find a grounded and usable framework. If you would like to support Nancy B. Love, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.